This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
We're the Greater Green Island Youth Action Group podcast.
We're a bunch of local young people who have lots to say, stories to tell and stuff to promote.
All from right here in Greater Green Island on ORFM.
Hello everyone and welcome to episode 10. My name is Lily and alongside me is Bella, Noah and newbie Sasha. We're your hosts today on behalf of the Youth Action Group. How about we do a round introducing ourselves and sharing a joke? Let's see who can get the most laughs.
Pretty confident it'll be me, but I better not jump the gun there. Hello, everyone. Oh, I'll start by introducing myself. My name's Noah. I have been on every podcast episode. I'm so lucky to have done that. I'm 23 and I don't go to school. How about you, Miss Bella? What's your name?
My name is Bella. I am 12 years old and I go to Big Rock Primary School.
Cool. When are you becoming a teenager, Bella?
April 12th, so I'll already be at high school.
April next year.
Oh. Yep.
Come
on. I'm Lily. I'm 12 and I go to Abbotsford School.
Yeah, you're up Abbotsford. When are you become a teenager, Lily?
March 13th.
Oh, pretty close. Month apart. How exciting. How about a newbie?
Kia ora, guys. I'm Sasha. I'm 22 years old.
22 years old.
I also don't go to school.
Great start. What school did you go to, Sasha, back in the day?
Kinnikinna Primary School and then Pararamu College.
Oosh. Where are those places?
On the Kapiti Coast.
Kapiti Coast. Where they make Kapiti ice cream. How good.
Not anymore, actually.
Oh.
Not made there anymore.
Sad.
But originated there, yeah.
Yeah, how good.
And the cheese.
Oh, really?
Kapiti cheese, too.
Kapiti cheese. Haven't heard of it.
You should indulge. It's quite good.
Good cheese?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Who's going to tell the first joke?
Not me.
Do we have to start with my one?
Yep.
It's not even that good. I think it's a little bit marginal. Okay. A blonde.
Oh, God.
No, sorry. There are two blondes in this room, but just stay with me. Stay with me. I'm sorry to all blondes. This is no target. A blonde walks into a library. She goes up to the counter and she says, "Could I please have a cheeseburger, some fries, and a Coke?" And the librarian goes, "Shh, you're in a library." And the blonde goes, "Could I please have a cheeseburger, some fries, and a drink?"
That's so stupid.
That's terrible.
What do you think?
That was so bad.
How big's that?
That is actually so bad.
That's like a negative.
Oh, dang.
That's
like,
10.
Yeah.
Dang, what?
I have one that's like that. I won't say that, though.
No,
I was pretty proud of that one.
No.
I remember watching a video of like years ago of that happening. I thought it made me laugh at the time. Anyway, I've set the bar real low for you guys to smash it. So who wants to go next?
All right, guys. What do you call a deer with no eyes?
I know it.
Oh.
No idea.
All right, Noah. What do you call a deer with no eyes and no legs?
You guys can answer as well.
Still no idea.
Nah.
Nice.
That's brilliant.
Yeah. Had that one up my sleeve.
Yeah, well done. Years. Nice one, yeah, Sasha. Yeah. That's good. I'm pretty sure there's a third step to that. You should go find it out. I've completely forgotten it. But that was good.
Yeah.
Don't know what it would be. Who's up next? I think it's you, Bella. You secured third place.
I was still deciding between two, but I think they're both really equally bad, so it doesn't matter which one I do.
Yes.
Okay. What do you... Wait, no. I don't know what kind of Lego.
You better finish us on a high note, Bella. Go
no,
on,
okay,
Lily.
I'll try. For a job, I would like to clean windows, because I can really see myself doing that.
Yeah, nice.
Great joke. Well told as well. Shot of the week.
Okay. What do you call a fat psychic? A fortune teller.
Ooh. It's really... Brutal. It's brutal. Yeah. Good one. Nice. Those, I think, first and second over there. What do you reckon, Sasha, for the young people? I'll take fourth place. Nah, good jokes. Very, very funny.
All right, team, It's time for Would You Rather, the game where the questions are ridiculous, the choices are impossible, and the answers tell us way too much about each other. Get ready to pick a side, because sitting on the fence is not an option.
Be bold with your opinions. Shall we race right in? Number one, would you rather live always in summer or always in winter?
This is a no-brainer.
Summer.
Yeah.
Yep, no-brainer for me too.
I choose winter.
Oh, Lily, I had a feeling.
Yeah.
Why?
Wow.
So then I could just stay inside, just all warm.
Oh. But it's so nice.
You and it's like so cozy to me. It's like a cozy feeling.
Yeah, I get that. But all the time, all year round, no sun, no beach.
I like a few rainy days, or just one. I don't like them when there's more than one altogether.
Yeah, yeah, fair. I just, there's nothing better than freshly cut grass on a summer's day.
Yeah.
And like the smell of it and just like frolicking
Sasha
in it.
Sasha loves to mow a lawn. How good.
And going to the beach.
How good.
Exactly.
Yeah, going to the beach. Yeah. Do you have a fireplace at home, Lily?
No.
Just heat pump keeps you nice and warm?
Yep.
There is something about being nice and warm on a cold day. I'll give you that, but for me it's, for the three of us, it's summer.
I would
summer.
Hate to be in winter without a fireplace.
Yeah, that's what I was... The fire is what makes it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Livable.
I don't know about... Yeah. Oh, well.
Number two, switching up a little bit. Would you rather shave the hair on your head or would you rather shave your eyebrows?
Yeah.
Really?
I'd look stupid without... I feel like you look stupid without eyebrows.
I don't know, but I feel like we could just I could just draw them on.
Oh,
true.
You know?
True.
That's
tattoo
what
them.
So I'm, think
I'm,
of it
I'm
like that.
Eyebrows. Yeah.
Tattoo them on.
I'm just choosing eyebrows. I'm not shaving all my hair.
Yeah, you've got nice long hair, especially.
Okay, wait. True. Now I'm regretting my choice. Can I switch?
Yeah, of course you can switch. Change your mind.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I would shave my hair. I'm a boy. I don't look good with a buzz cut, or definitely not bald, but I'll take that.
Yeah. What, no eyebrows? You don't want to try it out?
Not really. I'll look like Voldemort or something. That's terrifying. Yeah, I'd happily go. Because it's actually quite nice having short hair. You guys might not have had it for a while, but short hair's real low-key. No stress. I mean, you don't look great, but, you know, it's no stress. You just rock it. It's kind of cold in winter. All right, number three. Would you rather go undercover for 10 years or live 1 year as a hostage?
This is tricky. Context, because which 10 years of my life, do you know what I mean? If it's the next 10 years, then I'm choosing the 1 year hostage. But if it's like 10 years way into the future, like in my 70s, then perhaps
I would spice up the 70s. It would spice up
the
70s.
A 70-year-old.
Yeah, you know, well, my kids are all good. They're done doing their own thing.
True.
I'm, you know.
Yeah, this kind of. kind
spice
of
up my retirement.
It's contextual. Yeah, valid.
But you wouldn't be able to like interact with anyone that you already knew.
But that's kind of fun, though. Like, I don't know.
But for 10 years. Yeah. 10 years.
Let's say.
Yeah, I'll take it.
You'll take what? 10 years undercover?
Yeah.
Yes, I am not going as a hostage.
No.
No, fair
enough.
Depends.
Could the hostage be friendly? They might be like.
If it's friendly.
Okay, no, depends. Depends. Okay, so you're being taken hostage, right? But imagine if you're being taken hostage and then it was just because, like. It wasn't bad. It was for a good reason or something.
Okay, e.g.
You know?
You got an idea?
You could be getting kidnapped by someone really nice, be looked after for a year, and then...
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
You someone holding you against your will.
But no,
that right there is not a nice person.
Yeah, what's their reason?
For 1 year as hostage.
If it's a friend, then I don't mind.
As hostage.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like someone just taking
Fair
you
enough.
And just saying you can stay here for a bit.
Right.
But they'll give you food.
Well, like, I suppose if they're like, want something from like your family member and you're just like leverage and like, but they're still treating you like nice.
Yeah.
That might not be terrible.
Yeah, I'm going to take the 1 year as a hostage, I think.
I mean, as a hostage.
No, because. I feel like they might be nice. They might be nice.
That's you're might very hopeful nice. There.
Yeah.
Let's move on to our fourth one. Would you rather fight 100 duck-sized horses or would you rather fight one horse-sized duck?
Horse-sized duck.
Yeah, it's a big duck. It's a big duck.
What can a duck do to you?
It has wings.
Its wings would be
and
powerful.
Little, yeah, but the legs would be.
It's just going to like.
Oh, well, yeah. I feel like
imagine
I could just
like feet. Imagine those beak.
I feel
I
like
could just like put my
it'll
like,
swallow you.
Wouldn't be that.
I could just take a piece of bread and then run away, and it would.
I'm choosing the horses.
You're choosing the 100 horses?
Really?
Yes, because I could just pick them up. But the ducks are still decent size, and they're
yeah, but I could still pick them up.
Yeah. All 100 of them.
Fight them. To fight.
It'll take a while, but.
I'd rate my chances over the 100 small horses.
You'd rather the small horses?
I'd just stand on them. I mean, it's kind of sad.
But no, but they have, like, hooves. They could, like, kick you.
Yeah,
no, because they're duck size. Are you thinking like?
And ducks think about how strong horses are.
Ducks are
like they're pretty lean, and they'd still be
ducks
lean.
Are quite big. Just so you just 100 mini horses just running at you.
Just kick them out of the way. I'm a football player. Just kick them out of the way.
I'm going. With
I'm
the big
still
duck.
Going they're the big duck. Duck. Yeah, it's duck, not going to really do anything.
Duck's going to swallow me whole.
Yeah. Nah, definitely not.
Nah. All right,
fair enough. Fair enough.
Do they even eat meat? Ducks?
I don't think so.
Anywho.
Mate, I look like a loaf of bread. Next one. Would you rather live in a theme park for a year or live in a movie theatre for a year?
Theme park all the way.
Yeah, theme park. I'm right there with
you. Yeah, because...
Hear me out, but I would choose a movie theatre.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just so that I can sleep on the chairs.
Yeah.
But then I have a comfy place to sleep and then,
yeah.
I feel like I get cabin fever for living... Just living for 1 year in
inside,
a movie theater inside with a massive screen, just popcorn and when there's like rides and there are like shops that you could sleep in, get close, you'd be food. Warm. There's food. Theme park.
Roller coasters are like my favorite thing in the world, so I'd be on cloud nine, honestly.
I've only been to two theme parks and I only went like last year. No. 2 years ago, and it was terrifying.
Oh, not a fan?
No, I liked it, but it was, no. No.
I think you're on your own again. So, sorry, Lily.
Yeah, Lily.
That's okay.
Yeah.
But
really
I like that.
Again.
Different opinions. Now, I think that's a wrap on Would You Rather. Some of those picks were sweeter than Hokey Pokey, and others were, let's say, dodgier than a soggy pie from the school canteen. Either way, great yarns, team.
Welcome to Local Legends, the part of the show where we catch up with awesome people doing cool things in our community. They might not be famous, but around here, they're kind of a big deal. Let's get into it.
Let's get into it indeed. And low-key, our special guest, our newbie today, is low-key kind of famous. But we might get to that after a question or two. So,
okay, this is the quirky question. What's your favourite way to drink water?
Okay, on the regular, my favourite way to drink water would be out of like a metal water bottle or cup that has a straw and it's like cold, nice like ice cold water.
Nice.
But the favourite way that I've ever drank water before was when I was on camp and we were going on a hike near Tongariro and it was straight from the stream.
Oof.
Off the mountains. And
good.
It was like the freshest, coldest, nicest water I've ever tasted. Yep.
Yep. What a great quirky question.
Yeah. Fun fact.
Mm.
Okay.
The reason I said before that you might low-key be famous is that Sasha has actually represented our country, New Zealand, in cheerleading. So we thought we might take a bit of time to interview you about your cheerleading career.
How long were you a cheerleader for?
It's about 13 years, I think, in total. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, so longer than I've been alive.
Wow.
Oh my god, that's amazing. Wait,
when
what
you put
the
it like that.
Whoa, buzzy. Yep, I guess so. Yeah, wow.
Do cheerleaders have different roles?
Yeah, so it's different positions in there. Team is like the bases that stay on the ground and lift people, and then there's flyers that are up in the air. So I did flying most of my career, and then there's also like the flips and all that stuff that you do as well. So that was kind of my specialty, I guess, was all the flips and stuff that you do on the ground, backflips and stuff like that.
Wow. Yeah. That's impressive.
Yeah.
What's the coolest trick you can do?
Well, it'll probably be a whole lot of jargon to you guys, but pretty much it's a quarter double, and it's like you do like a backflip, but you also do like two like spins in the air while you're doing a backflip. So like it's like you call it a full when it's like 360, but it's called a double when you do like a, it's like a 720. So you you don't flip like backwards twice, but you do one like backflip with two sideways spins in the middle of it. If that makes sense.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Are you like in a ball doing those spins?
Nah, you got to be like straight so that you can like quite quickly.
Wow.
That's wow.
And what was it called again?
A double.
A double. Go search it up at home. Double. A double. I'm going to go search it up later on. That sounds incredible.
Yeah, wow.
Very cool to hear about your cheerleading. We thought we might do a wee quiz. We're going to call it Bella and Lily versus the backflip. You're now known as the backflip. Let's get that catching on around Greater Green Island. Sasha is a.k.a. the backflip. I've got 10 questions. They're all multi-choice. It's all about cheerleading. Bella and Lily versus the backflip. Let's see who knows more about cheerleading. So, you can pick the same answer. No stress about that. But Bella and Lily, try not to follow, you know, Sasha and all of them. Have your own opinion. They're not all about specifically cheerleading. So, question one. What does the term stunting mean in cheerleading? Does it mean A, when a cheerleader shows off a new uniform? B, building a lift or pyramid with teammates? C, doing a dance move for TikTok? Or D, celebrating with snacks after practice?
Gosh, that's tricky.
I feel like
tough question.
I've already like forgotten.
Thanks, ChatGPT. Tough question, man.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go B.
A, cheerleader shows off a new uniform. B, building a pyramid. C, dance from TikTok. D, celebrating with snacks.
B.
You guys are correct. It is definitely B.
And that is 1-1. I've been not let anyone see these answers. It is 1-1. Question two. Which country is widely credited with inventing cheerleading? Is it the United States, Brazil, New Zealand, A, or Japan? USA, Brazil, New Zealand, or Japan?
I feel like if you had asked me this before without the options, I would have said USA. But yeah, I'd say USA.
Same.
You agree?
I'm actually pretty sure that I think I've heard that it actually was New Zealand. But I don't know if that's true.
Lock in New Zealand?
Yeah, I'm locking it in.
Great. Locking in New Zealand, according to ChatGPT, the wealth of knowledge that it is, the correct answer is United States.
Damn.
And we have...
Nice, guys.
Oh, a lead from...
I mean, that
Dana
makes
Lily.
Way more sense. I just remember seeing in, like, Te Papa at the museum in Wellington, they had some... I don't know.
We might have to follow that up afterwards. Okay. Question three, what is the top cheerleader in a stunt group officially called? Are they the flyer, the jumper, the star, or the mascot?
Wait, can you please?
What is the top cheerleader in a stunt group officially called? The top of the stunt.
Okay.
The flyer, the jumper, the star, or the mascot?
I feel like it's between flyer and star.
Yes.
Yeah, I think it might be star.
Do you agree,
Lily? I would
say
flyer.
You need to come to a decision, you two. What does Sasha think? Sasha's going to wait.
Star, yes.
Going with star? You're going with?
Flyer.
Flyer. The correct answer is flyer. Sasha ties it up at two after three. Question four. Who was the first person inducted into the Cheerleading Hall of Fame? Was it A, Lawrence Herkimer? Was it B, Gabby Douglas? Was it C, Beyonce? Or was it D, Dwayne The Rock Johnson? The first person inducted into the Cheerleading Hall of Fame. Was it Lawrence Herkimer, Gabby Douglas, Beyonce, or Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
Gabby, what was her last name?
Douglas.
I feel like that just sounds like someone.
She sounds like a cheerleader.
Gabby Douglas.
Yeah. You agree, Lily? Great. Yeah. Gabby Douglas?
No, Gabby Douglas is a gymnast. It must be Lawrence.
It is indeed Lawrence Herkimer.
You're trying to convince us, Noah.
Gabby Douglas was like a very, very good gymnast. She won Olympic medals.
Sorry.
Gold medals.
You said you sound like a cheerleader.
Well, she
Come
does.
On.
Gabby Douglas.
Gabby Butler is one of the best cheerleaders.
Oh, that's what I was thinking of.
Different,
but you had the answers in front of you.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
How did you?
Question five. What is a basket toss? Is it throwing someone in the air and catching them? Is it throwing your lunch in the bin? Is it a special kind of pom-pom dance? Is it passing a rugby ball sideways in a circle?
I think what, it's as a basket first toss. One.
Yeah.
Basket toss? Sasha, do you agree?
I'm gonna have to say, yep, throwing someone in the air and catching them.
Basket yeah. toss it is. That does sound like cheerleading. Question six. Which famous TV show brought cheerleading into the spotlight in the 2000s? Was it A, Friends, B, Glee, C, Heroes, or D, must be D, Stranger Things?
I'm a fan of Stranger Things.
Okay. Wait, Friends, Glee, Heroes, or Stranger Things?
I forgot what Glee is about.
Singing. The Glee Club sing, don't they? Sing and dance.
Pretty sure, yeah.
I think it. And then what was the third option?
Hero.
Heroes.
I don't even know what that is.
I don't know what that is either.
I might lock it in.
Heroes?
Yeah.
Heroes.
You guys?
Because it could be Glee, but that's more about you.
I was going to say Glee, but now I'm not sure.
It could be. To be fair, I don't know.
But now I'm... Okay, Glee?
Yeah, I think okay. we should go
Correct Glee. Answer is Glee.
Nice,
four
guys.
All.
Nice.
In the interest of time, whoever gets the next right answer with the other one not getting it will win. Okay. Which celebrity was once a cheerleader in high school? Was it A, Madonna, B, Megan Thee Stallion, C, Cameron Diaz, or D, all of the above? Madonna, Megan Thee Stallion, Cameron Diaz, all of the above.
All of the above. Oh, I feel like all of the above wouldn't be an option if it wasn't all of the above.
Hmm.
It's usually the way I do what I am.
And just, yeah, quizzes, I'd say, what do you think?
Tests?
I don't know.
I'd say all of the above, but then I don't want to get it wrong yeah. before you're done with me.
It's okay, it's okay.
Okay, all of the above?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't, all well, of I the don't above? Really mind.
No, I'm going to go with whoever's not Megan Thee Stallion or Madonna.
Cameron Diaz?
Yeah.
Oh, the actor?
I'm with her. Okay.
The correct answer is, drum roll please.
No.
All of the above. Bella and
There's
Lily,
no way Madonna was
take
a
it out.
That is crazy.
Round of applause for those guys.
Thank you.
I'll give it to you guys. You bit the backflip.
That is very, very impressive. Thanks for coming on to Local Legends, Sasha. Our first actual famous person.
Okay, that's it for this round of Local Legends. Big thanks to Sasha for sharing her story. If you know someone else doing awesome stuff in the community, hit us up.
So good. We're almost out of time for well, this podcast, but before we go, this podcast is airing on October 30th, which is a day before
Halloween,
and we have some advice, some last-minute advice for you. Take it away, Tane.
Anything black. I don't know. I feel
we
like
we have last-minute costume ideas. Anything black?
I feel like
emo?
Last-minute...
Is that what it's called? Goth?
No, I feel like no disrespect. You could just... For last-minute costumes, just chuck on something black and then, like, paint your face white or something. Like, making yourself look like a ghost something.
Maybe.
I would say if you do that, you might look like Ghostface.
There's always the old sheet out of the laundry cupboard and putting a few holes in there for
that's
eyes.
What
and,
yeah. That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, being a ghost, I suppose.
Yeah, I think that would be really good.
Or animal ears.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I know what an easy option.
I know what an easy costume would be, and it doesn't take any work.
Okay,
just
yeah.
dress up as yourself.
Wow, good one.
Well, no, that would be so cool.
Yeah.
Especially if you're, like, famous, because then you can just knock it. Everyone would know who you are.
Yeah, period.
Yeah. You could probably just... I don't know. Oh, cowboy, cowgirl.
Yep.
Those are pretty, like, just a hat.
Just need to go buy a hat and you can
boots.
Probably work.
Yeah, I don't
jeans,
know. Yeah.
Chilling.
Anything.
Noah, what did you go for Halloween? Was the last time you dressed up?
I actually have never done Halloween, so I'm absolutely useless for that.
You right. haven't?
I'd probably, like, get a perm and dress up as Jeremiah from The Summer I Turned Pretty.
Oh.
Because there, kind of, there are reels about him being,
you
like,
definitely need
why
eye
Jeremiah, though?
Low-key evil.
Not,
does he wear eye contact or is his eyes just glorious?
Not, oh my god.
Huh?
Have does you, he wear...
Have you
oh,
seen
no,
it?
You need to so that you can...
Yeah.
But that's the whole...
Are you saying my eyes are like nowhere near as best? Kind of fair. Jeremiah's so...
But why Jeremiah? There's so many better characters.
Nah, because yeah. he's like low-key kind of evil.
Yeah, Stephen would be better.
I have no idea what you guys are talking
about. Somewhere I Turn Pretty.
Somewhere I Turn Pretty.
Mm.
You have to watch it.
It's on Prime Video. This isn't sponsoring, but you should watch it. Yep.
Hashtag not ad.
Oh, well, hey, have fun at Halloween, team. Hope you get some cool lollies and dress up and have lots of fun. If you want to get in touch with us, the Greater Green Island Youth Action Group and our podcast and what we're doing here, check us out on TikTok. Our account name is Fiako, W-H-E-A-K-O, Fiako on TikTok.
And that's us for this episode. Thanks for hanging out with us. Whether you laughed, learnt something, or just listened in awkward silence, we appreciate you.
Make sure to follow the podcast so you don't miss what's coming next. And if you know a local legend or have an idea for a segment, hit us up. You'll hear from us in a fortnight. See ya.
That's us for another episode of the Greater Green Island Youth Action Group podcast here on ORFM.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to tell your mates, your dog and your nan. Catch you next time. Ka kite.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.